This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 12, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. After months of discussions, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration sent a default letter last week to Oklahoma City-based rocket plane Kistler. This starts a 30-day clock ticking, after which funding for the company from NASA could end. The Wall Street Journal reports the company missed two scheduled development milestones as part of its Commercial Orbital Transportation System contract. As ANN reported, the company was awarded a contract in August of 2006 to develop a low-cost system to transport cargo and ultimately crew members to the International Space Station. NASA spokeswoman Beth Dickey told MSNBC this week, rocket plane Kistler could hold on to the contract if it's able to raise the necessary private funding to move forward with its K-1 rocket program in the next month. That would require investors willing to inject $500 million. Two men died and a third was injured when their helicopter went down in the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday during a video shoot. The Associated Press reports the helicopter, type unknown, was carrying a film crew doing a shoot for Powerboat magazine off the coast of Sarasota, Florida, when it crashed. One witness told responders the helicopter came close to the water and flipped, shedding debris which hit the boat. No one on the boat was injured. An unidentified female model on the boat, who turned out to be a nurse, jumped into the water and assisted occupants of the helicopter until rescue boats arrived. But two of the men were pronounced dead when they were brought to shore. The third was medevaced to a St. Petersburg hospital, where his condition remains unreported. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are expected to investigate. It's now been 6 years since the 9/11 attacks. The Washington Post reports a new rule from the Transportation Security Administration, proposed by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, would strengthen passenger screening requirements for private aircraft entering and leaving the U.S. The National Business Aviation Association tells ANN it's working to ensure that its members have sufficient notice to provide feedback on this and other proposals before requirements are finalized. The latest issue of NBAA's member newsletter, Business Aviation Insider, offers members a complete report. The European Aviation Safety Agency's 2006 annual safety review highlights what it calls significant improvements in aviation safety. Worldwide, 2006 saw 42 fatal accidents to fixed-wing aircraft in public transportation. That's the lowest number in a decade. The annual safety review is compiled by ESA to inform the public of safety levels in civil aviation using data provided by the International Civil Aviation Organization and the agency's 31 member countries. While accident rates in Europe are low, the agency's review indicates there is still room for improvement. Responding to the need for a coordinated European effort, the agency launched the European Strategic Safety Initiative in April of 2006. The objective is to further enhance safety for European citizens through analysis of data and coordination with safety initiatives worldwide. ESA also takes specific actions in response to accident experience. These include the improvement of regulatory material in its rulemaking activities and improving the operational system by actions including the issuance of airworthiness directives. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. U.S. Airways pilots appear ready to leave their union. Southwest gets few takers for an early-out incentive package. And farmers could be forced off Appleton's airport. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we revisit a 2006 press briefing by aerobatic star Sean D. Tucker, recorded 2 days after he bailed out of his Oracle Challenger. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our site, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.